You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
You got a little cop to you.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
All right, some new things are being reported about what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. Mark Stein, he has a Substack, longtime NBA beat writer, worked on both coasts, tapped in particularly to the Warriors.
Everything.
Is saying that Jonathan Kuminga is open to a short-term deal, but he wants 25 a year, and the Warriors, quite frankly, are reluctant to go that high. So that's the latest that's being reported about Jonathan Kuminga. And, you know, here's how I want to kind of start this segment, Goo. And maybe this will help, and I don't mean it in a patronizing way, I swear, but maybe this will help Warrior fans a little bit. This is not personal with Jonathan Kuminga.
Then why are so many people just acting like it's not even a possibility that he turned down 30?
Well, what I'm talking about is this is not personal. This is about restricted free agency. There's four restricted free agents this summer. Cam Thomas, Jonathan Kuminga, Josh Giddey, and Quentin Grimes. None of them have signed a deal. Josh Giddey apparently wants $30 million in Chicago, and they're not giving it to him. So this is more a result of the collective bargaining agreement than anything personal with Kuminga. He's just one of these guys who has fallen through the cracks, and the Warriors are in a position where they don't have to pay him more than they think he deserves. No,
and listen, as a father, we both are, Steiny. You try to lead and you try to make your kids avoid the mistakes and the pitfalls that you've, you know, gone through in your life. I have to read something to you, and I want to read something to you all, but I am telling you right now, my respect for this player that I'm about to read this expert from, Steiny, is Draymond Green. He is can I read it to you real quick here? July 7th. I'm sitting in my man cave having a conversation with my wife, baffled at the fact that NBA free agency is over. Quite frankly, it never really started. Listen to that. The level of anticipation leading up to the 1st of July were exciting as the fireworks on the 4th. It was the excitement of the NBA finals, yet only a week after watching a team spray champagne and ride on floats, one can only point to the new CBA and the second apron hard cap for absolutely putting an end to free agency as we once knew it. Sadly, I sit here and watch so many players overplay the market and not understand what they're up against with the new rules, which leads me to try to understand the unstaggering percentage of guys that have no idea of the business they're a part of. And as a vet in this league, I watch players mismanage their careers before they know it, look back like, damn, where to next? I can go so far with this, but really I don't feel like typing it all right now. And that to me applies to the four guys you just mentioned. Right or wrong, it's a part of what's going on, and I believe Kuminga put himself in this if he actually turned down that 150.
Yes,
the game has changed.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the Warriors must get blame because again, if they offered him what they thought was a fair contract and he said no, okay, what do you do then if you're, okay, go out, have a year, we'll give you more? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And so I think the Warriors were a little cavalier, if you will, about going into restricted free agency. Like, I feel like, man. I don't know, I feel like back in December I was thinking, there's no money out there. The Nets don't want Kuminga, and nobody else has money, so this thing's not going anywhere.
He should have known that, though.
I know he should have known that. That's what I'm frustrated with.
That's what Dre is talking about.
But I want to be clear. That's why I'm frustrated with the Warriors, too. And what I really think is the Warriors knew. They knew this was a possibility. They knew it because they understand restricted free agency. And now they find themselves in that spot, but it's not an advantageous spot.
How do you fix it? Or is there a fix?
There is no, I don't believe there's a fix at this point.
Wow, man.
Is there? 888-957-9570. You've heard all the Kuminga news today that's come out. What's the fix? Because every solution has things that aren't tied together perfectly. Well, just get him back here, okay? Well, there's still role for him.
Right.
Okay? Just overpay him to get, you know, they're not going to do that. Okay, sign and trade him. They're not going to get value for him. Okay? Let him play on the qualifying offer. Well, he's going to have to agree with that. Like, I don't know what the fix is right now. I really don't.
That's scary. And I think you, Evan, during the break said you think this could go, or you said it on air to August?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. Now, again, you never know. The Warriors could just say, or Kuminga could just say, the hell with it. I'm going to do something. But I don't see any urgency right now. This is more Ethan Strauss on what the play, and this is another part, I believe, of the locker room and the risk you run if Kuminga's not happy.
These players, man, they are so focused on status. If we talk about the guy who doesn't get the money, and realistically, there's not going to be that much monetary difference for them day to day between $10 or $20 million. I know it's easy for me to say, but that's just the truth. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And they're only going for the maximum they can possibly get because of that status and that competition and wanting to be more than Jalen Green or whatever. And it's a long game.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I do think the league is more focused on that kind of stuff. And I said it yesterday, like, the ultimate sign of respect is what you're paid.
Hello.
But there are things that can accompany that. Like, LeBron James gets to also be the pseudo GM of his team. And Kawhi Leonard gets to load manage himself, essentially. And I'm convinced that's part of this whole status thing. Are you a guy that can be load managed? Because if you're load managed, that means you're a great player. Because they need you so much, you don't have to play in all the games. Yeah. That means you're atop the pecking order in the NBA. And I do think that there's something. It's almost like, I don't think Kuminga can go into that locker room and have a great year if he's making $8 million and never got paid. I think that's asking too much out of a player.
And I think that's highly unlikely. Like, that's to me, the unlikeliest scenario of all this. And it's bad excitement, but it does add to, man, Stoney, how is this thing going to end up and impact this Warrior team and Jonathan Kuminga's future, for that matter, coming up in this next season?
888-957-9570 is the number. Listen, man, I ain't going to kid anybody. We talk a lot about Kuminga, and we've talked a lot about Kuminga. But to me, it's now reached the point with, you know, this reporting on what he ostensibly turned down last year, what he's looking for this year. What's hitting me is that I think this thing's beyond repair at this point.
And what's hitting me, Stoney, is I hate this second apron. And this is just the first batch of players that are going to be, want to say victimized. Or maybe you got to step up your game on, again, just going back to what Draymond was saying with your representation, and read the chessboard better.
And with all due respect,
okay. All right.
I would have liked to seen the Warriors read the room a little bit better.
So with that, in kind
I think
of,
they
so
went.
So
what, I think they went into restricted free agency like it was not that big a deal. And we'll figure it out. Mm. And look, no team's figured it out with a restricted free agent yet. I got to give the Warriors some blame in this. Mm. They had an opportunity. If they didn't like the way this thing was going last off season, they should have done something. And because what ended up happening was the worst possible thing that could have happened. You know, the kid played early, then he got hurt, then you got Butler, then he got DNP'd.
Yeah.
It's all bad for everybody.
But when you say there's not a role, I know you're going to scoff at it, but I'm going to say it. I just jotted it down. Mm-hmm. He could be a starter. He could be your three. And Pods at the point, Curry at the two, Jimmy at the four, and Dre at the five. And or he could be your six man. But it ain't. I know he doesn't want how
to,
much.
He, I don't think he wants to be a six okay. man. But the other thing is, okay, if he starts and that's the lineup, guess what? We're not going anywhere. Well. We know we're not because we don't even want to play Draymond at center that much anymore. So you know, Dunleavy's going to have to pull a fast one here, it feels like. And I don't understand, you know, what – I just don't understand what will materialize to get this thing going one way or the other.
Would you call it – would you have a problem real quick if I call this a game of chicken?
Yeah, impasse. Impasse. Alan Day, super chat on the YouTube text. Paying $1.99. What if it's not about the money? He just wants to go. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I will say this real quick to that point. That piece Slater did when he went to Cleveland, I got that feeling from Kuminga that he wanted a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that piece?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there. The other thing I want to ask fans, Bay Area sports fans, is whether or not it's a fair analogy or whether, and I think I know how Guru feels on it, but I do think last year's offseason absolutely affected the Niners last year.
Wow.
If you believe that, are you worried about what's going on with Kuminga and how this situation could impact the Warriors heading into the season? Or do you see no parallels and you see no connection between, let's say, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and their bad year along with Pearsall getting shot and all that stuff? You tell me. If you think that's a fair analogy or not.
What if I told you that if you're correct and I'm a Niner fan, I feel better that our 6-11 was the culmination of greed because you can fix that. But Stoney, I watched the defense erode right in front of our eyes. Greenlaw's gone. Oh, he didn't play hardly. You can't stop the run. That is bigger than the contract money stuff. I could be wrong. McCaffrey, you know, couldn't play the first umpteen game. So, Steiny, I wish in a crazy world you were right, and then you kind of fix it. And I know this Jennings thing doesn't help it, but we run it back, and, oh, it was just greed. We'll be right back. But I think they need to rebuild this defense and what's going to happen on the other side of the ball. And I'm just sharing with you my insecurities on from a Niner standpoint. Hey, McCaffrey, and it's not your fault at all. Bottom line is, Goo won't know if you're healthy until you get up from piles, guys tackling you. You can do all this running stuff, Stoney, but how is he going to respond to that pounding?
I mean, I'll ask 49er fans is it a crazy thought that I do think,
wow,
the 49ers regular season was affected by the offseason? Am I starting to feel like I'm the only one that thinks it leaked in? And if I'm the only one that thinks it's leaked in, then there really isn't much to see here with Kuminga.
Tiny, you're off, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. But no, I think offseason set the table for the Niners. And you know what? I think this offseason could be setting the table for the Warriors. Rich is in Hayward. Hey, Rich.
The stack.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Kuminga, that $25 million, I mean, I think those four guys who haven't been signed to a restricted free agents, their clubs are doing the right thing. Because it's like the Joe Lacob, I trust him. And, you know, like he's going to just keep him at it. what he got him right now was $8 million a year for his final year. And if he doesn't pan out or we need somebody, we can trade him at the deadline. If not, just roll it. And that way, if somebody gets hurt, because our guys are old, then, you know, if he demands a trade, which he hasn't yet, you know, it's just they're doing the right thing. Because you just don't – with that apron, is vicious.
Wow. Yes, it is.
And Draymond Green was right.
He was.
He was right.
Yeah, he was. He was. I believe that, too. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call.
Wow, Stoney, you are right. But I'll say this. You had a factoid about it was a badge of honor for the star players to load manage. I'm not saying the second apron is going away because they knew CBA, but the bottom line is we saw how Adam Silver had to try to fix that. So maybe there's some addendum he can do to this second apron if it's going to hurt offseason.
This is what the owners want. SBS, this is the owners. Man. The owners got as close to a hard cap as possible.
Yeah.
They made the penalties for going over the second apron so punitive that unless you're a champion, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go over it.
And what if I told you we're not in Indiana? I hate that Miles Turner's on the Bucks.
Yeah.
Just because that team just went to the finals, and because of the second apron, I believe he got up out of Dodge. That stinks.
I got a theory that I came up with last night.
Uh-oh.
They don't have a clue.
Follow me here.
Yeah. Twitter.
So I actually think that I don't think there's a conspiracy, but I do think the people who think players want to come here, they want to come here, I think they're off base. I don't think players necessarily want to come here. The players who came here, but I don't believe, like, Bradley Beal, I never thought he would come here.
I was hoping.
So I started to think about this. Started to think about the Utah Jazz in their heyday. Okay?
Hornacek.
Actually, that's not who I thought of. I thought of Stockton and Malone. They had a system. Pick and roll.
Yep.
They played every single game. Every single game Stockton and Malone played together. For 15 years, all right? They were good. They were really good. They always went deep into the playoffs. So I ask you this, and you mentioned Hornacek, and they had some others, Jeff Malone, Ty Corbin. They tried to get a role player in there a lot. And here's my thinking is, well, nobody wanted to play in Utah, Steiny. It's the state. Is it? Or did the player who heard about Utah say, well, that's Stockton and Malone. I can't. What am I going to do with that? They play that style, and I do think there's some of that with the Warriors. Where if you're a player and you say it's not that you hate the Warriors, you don't want to play for the Warriors, but you're like, that's Curry and Draymond's team. They play that open style. They cater to Curry. Draymond's the trigger man. It's like, why am I going there when I'm not? You know, I'm just a complimentary piece.
What if I were
ball?
Yeah. What if I were to tell you we're talking about a dynasty, maybe at the end or if not at the end, they never had to worry about that because they were top dog.
Right.
And Kevin Durant suspended that to where there was not that big of a need. But let's just say your theory is right. What hurts me about you being right with this theory is now at this age, they need that type of help outside more now than ever.
Yeah. And how about this? I got my guy Beard on all capital letters has just on the YouTube chat has said this 19 times. Kevin Durant came here. And here's my answer to that.
4th of July.
Here's my answer to that, Beard. He was solely ring chasing, first of all. And here's the second part. I think Kevin Durant's got something to do with this. Because I think the league saw Durant come here for 3 years, okay? And whether you like Durant or not, he didn't feel like he was completely respected here. And so what if the players around the league look at Durant and say, man, Durant didn't even like it there. But Durant wanted to get out of there. How come? He didn't like the system because it was all about Steph. You know what? I'm going to pass on going to Golden State.
But if we compiled a list, Donnie, who are we really talking about that bypassed the Golden State. You know, if we
Paul
came
George?
Up with... But I'll do you to you. You think things would be different had he come here?
No.
Or that's not even the point.
That's not the point for me.
Nobody wanted to dance with the Warriors is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because of how they're structured. Eric Paschal on line one. But even though he was a D-list player.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm getting more and more intrigued by what Warrior fans are kind of latching on to. And
well, they want closure.
Let me just throw this at because we had, and I'm going to ask Evan this and you.
Yeah.
Do you look at what Steve Kerr did at the end of the season as a smear campaign on Jonathan Kuminga?
Go ahead, E.
No.
Okay.
I honestly believe he, for whatever reason, didn't think that he was the best way for the Warriors to win games.
I'm talking about like the, well, okay, that's, yeah. What about the postseason?
Oh, the postseason? Yeah. Like his comments.
Yes, exactly.
No, I honestly think he was speaking his truth.
Yeah.
All right. I got to say it because when he told Willard and Dibbs, I believe their last conversation about he hadn't been here in the Bay the last two off seasons, I think you're on to something. And I think he thought at that point Kuminga was long gone. I think Kerr was talking from a viewpoint of, I can say this now because I won't have to see him again or his tenure here is over. And for whatever reason, it's not. But, Steiny, you don't go that in-depth about a young guy unless you think the relationship is pretty much done.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange.
Yeah, right.
I did.
A little too much information.
Yeah, I would have probably stuck to more general statements.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But, I mean, you know, that's part of the reason we kind of some people like Steve Kerr is because he tells you things like, I don't think those three guys can play together. I mean, even that is a bold kind of state.
Let's say real quick, I'm bad analogy, we're up against it. Let's say I leave the show and somebody asks you and Evan, hey, how's Guru at the bar? He doesn't say I drink a lot. You just say, he spends a lot of money. That's telling you I'm boozing. You know, he spends a lot, Evan.
They got Peroni NAs.
They do. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to say it. It's a mess.
It is
a mess. And I got to get out. We continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. And today we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. Listen today at 12:30 to learn how you can win.